Mashiach's letter through the Shliach Shaul to the Brit HaDeshach Elah in Rome. Chapter 1. From Shaul, an eved of Rabbi Melech HaMashiach Yeshua, summoned to be a Shliach, set apart for the Besuras HaGeulah HaShem, which HaShem promised beforehand through his Nevi'im in the Kitvei HaKodesh. The good news of redemption of Hashem concerns the Zunfun Deroy Bishter born from the Zerah Dovid as far as Basar is concerned. But as far as the Ruach HaKodesh is concerned, appointed to be Ben HaElohim in power by means of Mashiach's Tehiyah from Hamasim. Through him and for the kavod of his name, we have received unmerited hin v'hesed Hashem and the shlichus for the taklis of bringing about the mishmat of emunah among all nations, among whom you also are summoned to belong to Rabbi Melech HaMashiach Yehoshua Yeshua, to all who are in Rome, ahuvei Hashem, summoned by Hashem's kriyah to be kadoshim, unmerited hin v'hesed Hashem and shalom Hashem from Elohim Avinu and Rabbi Melech HaMashiach Yehoshua Yeshua Aruneinu. First of all, modei ani, my God, through Rabbi Melech HaMashiach Yehoshua Yeshua for all of you, because your emunah, your bitachon, is being reported abroad b'chol ha'olam. For the Oyvishter is my Adis, whom I serve with my neshama in the Besuras HaGeulah, the Ben HaElohim of Hashem. How when I daven, I constantly mention you in my tefillos, always making tehina and petitioning that I might somehow now at last efshir succeed im yirtza Hashem to make my way to you. For I'm longing to see you, that I may impart to you some matana ruhanit for the taklis of imparting hizuk to you and be mehazek, or rather so that there may be mutual hizuk among you through each other's emunah, both yours and mine. Now, I do not want you to lack das, ahim b'mashiach of mine, of how I often made plans to come to you, though I have been prevented thus far, in order that I might have some pre for Hashem among you as well, just as among the rest of the ethnic peoples. I am mishubad morally under shibud to both cultured Greek speakers and non-Greek speaking barbarians, both the learned and the untutored. Hence my eagerness to preach the Besuras HaGeulah to you who are in Rome as well, for I am not ashamed of the Besuras HaGeulah. It is the koach of Hashem for the Geulah, deliverance to all who have emunah, to the Yehudi above all, but also the Yevani. For the Tzedek Olamim, the Tzidkat Hashem, is having its hisgalus in the Besuras HaGeulah by emunah from first to last, from Orthodox Jewish faith to Orthodox Jewish faith, as it is written, "Betzadik be'emunato yechiyeh." For the Haron af Hashem is being revealed from Shemaim. It is being revealed against all without Yiras Shemaim and Tzedek, all B'nai Adam who wickedly repress Ha'emes of Hashem, all Anashim who, even though what is noble about Hashem lies plainly before their eyes, for God has shown them, they nevertheless cling to their Resha and wickedly suppress Ha'emes of Hashem. For his invisible characteristics from the Briyas HaOlam are perceived intellectually in the things which have been created, that is, both his eternal Koach and Elohut are discernible. So B'nai Adam have no terutz and are inexcusably culpable before an angry God, because even though they in actual fact knew God, they did not ascribe him kavod as God or give hodayah to him, but became filled with hevel in their thinking, and their senseless levavot were darkened. Claiming to be Hahamim, they became Kisalim, and traded in the kavod of the incorruptible God for the mere likeness of the demut of corruptible man, birds, beasts, and reptiles. Therefore, God delivered them over in the tavod of their levavot to Tuma, to the dishonoring and perverting of their bodies among themselves. They traded in Ha'emes Hashem for Sheker, for a lie, and worshipped and served Habriah rather than Habore, Hamavarak Leolamim Omein. For this reason, Hashem delivered them over to Paskudna's sexual desires, for their females traded off natural sexual intercourse for unnatural. Likewise, also the males abandoned natural sexual intercourse with the female counterpart and were inflamed with craving for one another, males with males, committing what is indecent and receiving back in exchange in themselves the appropriate gemul for their toyas. And as far as God's worthiness to be recognized by them was concerned, they marked God down as failing the test. Therefore, God, in wrath, delivered them over to a failure of a brain, one that has a mind bent on doing what is perversely unworthy, filled with all resha, wickedness, hamdanut, and what is damagingly evil, full of kinah, retzach, rivalry, mirmah, mirvah, remiyah, all kinds of lashon hora, malicious, backbiters, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, braggarts, contrivers of evil, disobedient to horim, without seichel, without ne'emanut, without ahava, without rahamanut, although they have known full well the just requirements of Hashem, His just decree, that is, that those who practice such things are b'nei mavet. Nevertheless, they not only do the very same, but even give the perverted bracha on those who practice such things.